وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك أخي حفظك الله تعالى. Regarding the adl, my dear brother, in between the wives, you're supposed to be just in between them in everything you could, in everything you could, even in terms of kisses, even in terms of love, even if in terms of intercourse. You suppose, according to your ability, this is the way of the Salaf rahmatullah ta'ala. I have a lot of statements from the Salaf regarding how they tried their best to be just in between their wives, even in the small details. Like Ibn Sina rahmatullah ta'ala mentioned about the wudu. He say, if you make wudu in one of them, in one of their houses, then make the wudu in the other one too. And it's makruh always to make wudu in one of them only. Imagine, this is Ibn Sina's statement. And other Salaf rahmatullah ta'ala also, they mentioned clear, be just in between your wives, even in the kisses. This is what some of the Salaf they said, like Hajjaj ibn Zayd Abu Sha'tha rahimahullah ta'ala and others. Okay, this is number one. Number two, if we talk about the obligate justice is supposed to be in four things. We combine it with the word of naslam. We take peace and we be in peace. So if you want to be in a peace, better for you to follow these kind of instructions. Naslam, noon means nafaqa, wasin means sakan. Walam means wameen means mabit. Walam means libas. So naslam, nafaqa, sakan, libas, wa mabit. Nafaqa means spending. Wa sakan means place for them to stay. Wa libas means their clothes. Wa mabit means in the night sleeping. This obligation, the rest you should in everything without exception. Hafizak Allah wa ra'ak. So the obligate things, it's their right, and you are not allowed to skip it unless with their permission. If they give you the permission for that, then it's okay. Otherwise, you are not allowed. Obligate on you. So like how they have to accept the polygyny, as it's Allah Azza wa Jalla rule. Also, you have to accept this kind of rule because all this is about justice. And justice is obligatory in everything in your life and your religion, not just in polygyny. So, حفظك الله تعالى. And like how we say, polygyny is hard for the wife, it's also hard for the husband. Actually, the wife, they're supposed to know, polygyny sometimes is more harder on the husband than on his own wives. You understand, حفظك الله? Because the man needs to divide himself into two or three or four in everything, financially, physically, mentally, emotionally, etc. So it's not something simple. And حفظك الله تعالى, you must know that polygyny life will be better according to the performance and according to the learning from their mistakes. For sure you're going to have mistakes, and for sure they're going to complain, and sometimes they're going to make problems. So you learn from this kind of mistakes, and whenever you fail, you try not to repeat it again one by one, and it's matter of cooperation from all, you and your wives at the same time. حفظك الله وعاك. If your heart is burning to any one of them, try your best to make it only heart matter, not to reflect it on your own behavior or in your actions. Otherwise, you will be in a danger. I remind you with that hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, whoever bent one of his wives in everything or in anything, يوم القيامة, he will meet Allah Azza wa Jal with one of his shoulders bending to sign that man was a dhalim, unjust in his life with his wives. So Allah Jalla punished him by that way. So it's kind of humiliation in the judgment day. Then after that, he'll be punished for sure if Allah Jalla didn't have mercy on him. So be careful from that. حفظك الله. And like I said to my dear brother, I advise always my brothers to combine them together in certain time to give them kind of learn, so you can teach your wife in this kind of meetings once weekly or once in every 2 weeks. You combine them together and you explain to them about their lives and about how you're supposed to perform and how you're supposed to be and how you fix the problems and mistakes. In general, my dear brother, if combining them always trigger fighting between them, jealousy, calculating on each other, better for you to separate them. Sometimes kind of polygamy are success because of separation, and sometimes kind of polygamy are success because of combining. Depends about the quality of the woman and yourself too. So it depends for sure. Polygamy, a happy polygamy and successful polygamy based on generosity, sacrificing, loving for sake of Allah Ta'ala, etc. Like every relationship, include brotherhood, sisterhood, couples, whatever. But when they start be selfish on each other, calculating on each other, it will trigger all kind of evilness and fight among them. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.